This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet, as well as a satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That includes our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the 18-wheelers out there, the men and the women behind the wheel, as well as our U.S. mail service, bulk mail haulers out there. Thanks for the job you do. And, of course, our suicide jockeys that are out there getting the gasoline and the diesel delivered to the gas stations so we can get back and forth to work. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our podcast by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's our website with our podcast on it, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All righty. And now, out there to California we go. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
Yep, and how's about we say the pledge all over again for the second time? You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And, of course, we emphasize those two great words, four words all together. Our nation, one nation under God. Think about that. Our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we get it, and we know it, and we know that you understand it, too. Well, Kyle, we teased this when we went to break. The CDC has restated a recommendation. Folks, hold on to something. You're not going to like this. Masks will be required again on planes and trains.
That's right. Everybody 2 years old and up, they're saying, should still wear a mask or a respirator. And, of course, Captain, this comes on the heels of the April 18th decision by a federal judge in your state of Florida, by the way.
Who said it's
that struck down.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he struck down the mask mandate. So I guess it's not really struck down at this point, according to the CDC.
Well, the CDC is going against the judge, so I think the judge will have to react again.
I think you're right, and we also, of course, can't forget the infamous words by Dr. Fauci, who said he didn't understand why the courts had anything to do with the CDC decisions. I'm not laughing, but it's laughable that
what he
would
said.
Say such a thing. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he said, so you're just factually being correct. Now, several GOP senators, including Tom Cotton from Arkansas, have introduced a bill which will kill the DHS Disinformation Governance Board.
Yes. Well, I think that's a pretty good thing to do, seeing as having any kind of disinformation governance board threatens expression of ideas in our country.
Well, unless they can talk their Democratic buddies into going along with them, it's not going to go anywhere.
Well, of course, they may have to be until such time as they control the House and Senate, or if they were to have veto-proof majorities. But also, this is what puts 2024 into such perspective as well, and that is you have to be able to make changes now, even at the top level, for the whole administration. But this whole notion, Captain, and now here we have, of course, the Roe v. Wade controversy, which it will probably begin to drown out the government disinformation board, governance board, but hopefully it will not, because to have the government be able to tell you, this is true and this is false, and have that whole dynamic, that Orwellian dynamic, is bad for our republic.
Now, Trucker Mark just chimed in and wanted me to repeat what I said about, he sent me a message, wanted me to repeat what I said about the People's Convoy truckers suing Washington, D.C., of course, the People's Convoy truckers, they were the ones that went to D.C. To peacefully protest, correct?
Right.
And they are suing the District of Columbia for the overroad blockades that they did, where they blocked off many areas where they couldn't go, and First Amendment violations where they would not allow them to speak, set up a podium and all that sort of stuff, where they wound up going.
Right.
So I don't have any problem with that, but what do you think?
Well, obviously, they have the right to do that, to do the suit, absolutely.
Yeah, and they had the permits to be where they were supposed to be, and then the police said, no, we can't do that.
Well, of course, there was a lot of political dynamics going on, and certainly what the truckers were doing were calling bringing to the fore, I should say, these major issues about the mandates and this kind of thing, and also reminding people, how stuff gets to where they need it to be. If you go to the grocery store, thank a trucker, because they brought that stuff there for you.
Yeah, and folks, if you're just joining us and maybe you've, it's your turn to drive, the new driver's getting out of the bunk running double team right now, I can tell you that the Republican governor, incumbent governor, Mike DeWine, has won his primary, and J.D. Vance has won his primary, so that's what's going on in Ohio. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
Coast to coast and around the world, this is your source for news and information in the overnight. More with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
Thank you very much, Frank. We are going to do it, just like Sonny Pruitt. We're going to do it to it. And by the way, we're going to do it to it with some relief factor. Now, that is a product that I've been taking for well over 7 years, and I get a lot of people that ask me, does that stuff really work? Well, yeah, you wouldn't hear me talking about it, and I wouldn't still be taking it. And I show them what it looks like, the little packets, and so they understand what it is they're getting themselves into. But I explain to them the four ingredients that are in there, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 are what helps you, and it's all natural. No more narcotics. The combination of those ingredients helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation and even lowers or eliminates pain associated with whatever the problem is that you've got going on by going right to the source of the pain. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable the way it works, and it works just fine for me. Thank you very much. Now, it's 100% drug-free, as I said. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. It also supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in, and it comes in little convenient individual packets, four little capsules in there for you to take. Supports healthy joints and muscles too. And it only costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. You get that by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there and check out the $19.95 3-week quick start. That's relieffactor.com/captain. relieffactor.com/captain. Because after all, Kyle, all you have to lose is?
All you have to lose is pain.
You betcha. And this is one way to get rid of it. All natural with no buzz or spin because there's no narcotics in it. All right, Kyle, The media is blaming Donald Trump for something they said happened back in the riots in 2020 when he said he wanted to shoot the protesters. But reports during the 2020 riots and the violence that went on have been ignored by the media. Instead of talking about what was happening and what they were doing, all they reported on was, well, Donald Trump wanted to shoot the protesters.
Well, this is coming from a new book, basically, from the former Defense Secretary, Mark Esper. He was, of course, fired by Trump after the 2020 elections, saying that President Trump at that time was saying, can't you just shoot them? This, according to the book, just shoot them in the legs or something. And there was, of course, according to his account of this, pushback from staffers. But the president definitely wanted the protesters to be contained, essentially, as they descended on Washington, D.C. So I don't know of any corroboration of these statements. Former Defense Secretary Mark Esper has written this book. And, you know, we don't know what his other motivations might be.
Well, we know that the CIA director, current CIA director, has met with the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, Mohammed, to try to repair the ties with Saudi Arabia because Joe Biden is not getting any cooperation and he's trying to get them to pump extra oil and this, that, and the other to try to get the prices down using them, not us, and their oil, not ours. But he's going about it all wrong, of course.
Well, of course. And you know, Captain, a lot of times, you know, there's a lot of finesse and nuance when you talk about international relations, and especially international relations with countries in the Middle East. I think it's very dynamic. It's not always monolithic. It's not always the same story. I think it's multiple stories all at the same time that you have to try to navigate and manage. But one of the most important ones, though, is what's happening with Iran. And I think the Trump administration had a much better relationship with Saudi Arabia because the Trump administration understood that Iran needed to be contained. I think that's in Saudi Arabia's best interest. And when you have the Biden administration come in with Biden and John Kerry and the rest of them saying, you know, we're going to get Iran back on track here into the nuclear program and all this kind of stuff, I think that just angers what could be a real good relationship with Saudi Arabia.
Right. Now, we talked about this in the first hour, but I'm going to go back and talk about it again. Congress can do little to stop the Supreme Court from undoing Roe v. Wade, as a leaked draft of the SCOTUS ruling hints, unless more Republicans, of course, join the Democrats in voting to protect abortion access. Now, this is most uncertainly not going to happen. And also, Senator Chuck Schumer has vowed to bring the abortion bill up for a vote in the Senate. Now, that may or may not happen, but they won't have the votes either. And the incendiary issue will carry over to the campaign and the campaign trail just ahead of November's midterm. So this is going to be something that's going to be very volatile around the country for many months to come.
Well, sure it is. And in terms of what the Democrats see as a real boost for them here, a real sort of advantageous thing that's happened, is that they won't be having to talk so much about inflation. They won't be having to talk so much about the feckless foreign policy. They won't have to be talking about how the world is on fire and make explanations for that. They will simply be yelling at you about how the Supreme Court has lost its legitimacy and we're going to have to change this and we have to pack the court or we're not going to listen to them anymore and in all this kind of stuff. And they will use that to their advantage. Manage, for sure.
Do you have any Airbnbs in your neighborhood out there in California?
Well, I know of them, yes. I'm sure that there are some nearby, yeah.
Okay, well, the report from that industry says that record bookings are signaling travel is rebounding around the countryside.
Yeah, I would say that that's a fair estimation. We know too that people are starting to really start traveling on airplanes and going places. I do think, Captain, that the majority of the American people, vast majority, have come out of the COVID sort of emergency, as it were, even how they look at going places and traveling and doing things. And that's why this, as we talked about the CDC restating the mask mandates, I think people just see that as it's more political stuff because they believe that COVID has passed for the most part.
Now, we know that Ron DeSantis and his strategic strike on Disney is now starting to pay dividends because you've got more and more of these corporations that were woke are going, uh-oh, we better take a look at what we're doing here because we don't want to have happen to us what happened to Disney.
Well, right. And they react very quickly when these kinds of controversies arise, and they believe that they're getting on the right side and they're making their statement and they're virtue signaling. I think that's really one of the most important parts of it. But when they see, Captain, that a lot of people simply then vote with their feet or with their dollars, then they realize that they've made a mistake by alienating a large group of customers who don't want to have some kind of political thing associated with your brand, with going to Disneyland, for example, having fun, going to Disney World, or going to the movie, or using your product or service. They don't want all that tied in. In fact, they want to be able to pick and choose what they want to think about politically. They don't want it in their face from all these corporate brands all the time.
Well, the fallout from the recent political spat between Disney and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has alarmed leaders across the corporate sphere, according to executives and their advisors, and has heightened the challenges for the chief executive officers trying to re-navigate the charged topics that we're hearing about here. So I think that, and again, Florida, they're in the driver's seat, the catbird seat. All these companies now, you ought to see all the new businesses coming to Florida because it's just booming down here. I mean, I've never seen anything quite like it. It's just booming.
Well, sure. And a lot of these CEOs, Captain, these leaders of corporations and businesses, I think that they're scared that they're going to be somehow, given the scarlet letter of some sort about racism.
You mean the D?
Exactly. or any of these things. In other words, they will be branded as somehow anti-this, anti-that, and so on. And they're willing almost to do anything to it's almost an extortion. You know, you better get woke or we're going to paint you as thus and such. And I think it's obviously been very effective.
Yeah, it has. And I will say that you know, our great governor down here, I mean, in my opinion, he's the best governor I've ever run across because he's not afraid to go toe-to-toe with anybody. And going against these big corporations down here in Florida is normally a political ending career assignment, but not this time.
Well, exactly right. Yeah, very, very interesting.
All right, hold that thought. Folks are coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch, Kyle Warren and myself. So don't go anywhere. I shall return, and we're going to let Kathy take us a break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
U.S. USA Radio News.
Two members of Congress visited Ukraine. Representative Victoria Spartz of Indiana and Tim Walberg of Michigan visited the front lines in Kyiv. Walberg told Newsmax on Tuesday that Ukraine is winning the war against Russia.
And we believe, as we came away from that, that not only can Ukraine win this war, but they are winning it at the present time. They are using the resources that the West, including the United States, has given to them. I'm certainly supportive of what the president is offering now in additional aid, and I just hope that he's willing to push his leadership to make it a bipartisan bill, to not load it with anything except what's for Ukraine.
A record-setting 4.5 million Americans quit their jobs in March, according to data released Tuesday from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. In addition, the data showed 11.5 million jobs available. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com. Call 800-34-NO-TAX.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
You betcha. Thank you very much. That's Jeff in Sarasota that did that for us. Now, Mike Lindell and MyPillow have been offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products for the last couple of weeks. And now's the time to join the millions of Americans who changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Because right now, you can get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets. And listen to this list. Listen to this list. It's not only the classic pillow premium MyPillows. It's not only the Giza Elegance MyPillows. It's not only the sheets. It's also the six-piece towel sets, the roll-and-go anywhere MyPillows, the couch pillows, the beach towels and blankets, the woven throw blankets, the trellis throw blankets, the waffle blankets, the accent pillows, the children's Bible pillows, children's Bible throw blankets, the bolster pillow, and it's all available right now. Buy one, get one on all of that. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code CAPTAIN or call 800-641-5459 for more. Now, don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one or get one free on select products. And by the way, you will also receive Mike Lindell's book absolutely free with this purchase. So call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And don't miss the incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products. You'll also receive Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. The number again, 800-641-5459. Or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. And Kyle, I'm telling you, I can't believe what he's doing here. This is phenomenal.
It really, really is. And a great time to get great deals.
Yep. You can buy your Christmas presents right now for some folks. Get out of the way. Because maybe you got money now you won't have then. How about that?
Right. No kidding.
All right. Well, here we go again. Donald Trump has slammed the court contempt ruling obligating the $10,000 a day daily fines as totally unfair in the case against him.
Well, right. And he certainly has the right to do that. I do think, Captain, when one of the things that is one of the things being trying to be done to former President Trump is to get him on, quote, something so that they can really ensure that he can never run again. Now, maybe he won't run. We just don't know. But I think they're trying to get a, quote, insurance policy on this kind of thing.
Well, the other thing is, a couple of the prosecutors resigned, so they knew something was coming, and they're gone, so he doesn't need to worry about them. So I guess we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
Exactly, yes.
Now, something in Atlanta, our Atlanta listeners up there are already aware of this, but for the rest of the country, the Atlanta Apple Store has a unionization vote that's set for next month.
Yes, that is very, very interesting. As we see this kind of thing, and this happened just recently, of course, with Amazon in New York. And by the way, I think that they're going after that particular vote on some kind of technicalities and so forth, and trying to get it overturned. So we'll see what happens there as well. But this is a very interesting thing that's happening.
Now in Oklahoma, their governor there, Governor Stitt, signed the Heartbeat Act on abortions, which is going to be challenged. We've already heard that.
Well, right. Well, this is part and parcel, by the way, of how things work their way through the legal system. But because it's such a divisive issue, it creates this big sort of flame out, as it were, of people having their different opinions and so forth. But we'll have to see where how this progresses.
Now, there's a Russian tycoon who probably wishes he hadn't have said what he said because he criticized the Ukraine invasion force, and he has now been forced into desperate bankruptcy proceedings, and that's not good for him because his buddy Vladimir Putin, apparently that's the payback for him going against the grain.
Well, that's right. That's how things work, one would think, in Vladimir Putin's Russia. And it's a stark reminder of the kind of system that still exists versus the system that most Americans would prefer.
Now, you're an adventurer, right?
Sure.
And you like to go off and do things with the family and whatnot, right?
Oh, sure. They love to travel and see places. Absolutely.
Well, a literal out-of-this-world hotel in space named Pioneer Station is scheduled to open in 3 years from now in 2025. And it could be the harbinger of more space tourism to come. And they're talking about, like a satellite. Well, it's not a satellite. Like a space station floating around up there. And people would fly up there and they'd hook up to the... go in there and stay there at the space station that they've got up there, this new facility called Pioneer Station. And we'll see how that plays out when they get around to doing it.
Well, sure. And, of course, right now, the Pioneer Station, they figure they could have about 28 people. And, as you mentioned, be operational by about 2025. There's a larger Voyager station, evidently, in the planning that would have about 400 people, and you might be able to visit that in 2027.
28 people. You got to wonder whether or not that even be profitable. You have to charge a lot of money.
I think it'll be, well, pardon the pun here, Captain, and everybody out there, it would be astronomically expensive, I'm sure, to do that. But, yeah, they won't have any shortage of people, I think, who might want to pay for that. So, but of course, the idea is, are they going to be able to create, and in one illustration I've seen, you know, are they going to try to do something where they can try to create some kind of gravitational pull, you know, by rotating the station or this kind of thing, so to try to make it a little bit more normal, quote-unquote, as it were. Because right now, if you were to visit the space station, the International Space Station, you'd live like an astronaut. You're in a weightless environment, and there are all other kinds of issues that come along with that for daily life in that kind of environment.
Now, being only the second Roman Catholic to be elected president, Joe Biden now finds himself thrust into the role of championing abortion rights as the Democrats' potential best path to preventing heavy defeat in the upcoming midterm elections. Now, Biden, who attends Mass almost every weekend and talks often to the importance of his religious faith, has long walked a somewhat delicate line between his party and a church that fiercely opposes abortion. But with a leaked draft ruling suggesting that the Supreme Court is set to overturn the national right to abortion, enshrined in the 1973 Roe v. Wade ruling, Biden's presidency will now be in part defined by his most divisive of issues.
Well, sure it will. President Biden made some pretty shocking remarks yesterday, I believe, Captain, where he said that Roe v. Wade was pretty much in line with the teachings of mainstream religions. I'm just paraphrasing here. And that was a little shocking to have the president say something like that and then go on to philosophize about where life begins and this kind of thing. And I think he just made everything worse by even saying that.
Well, we know that Biden's approval ratings are stuck in the low 40% range or lower coming up in the November midterms, and most polls show the Democrats being stripped of power in both the House as well as the Senate, where even there they only have one extra vote.
Right, that's right. Well, they are going to use this, at least unless something else better comes along for them. They will use this as they believe their rallying cry to win, maybe a better way to term it, not lose in November, the House and the Senate. They're going to continue to do it, but they may be surprised, Captain, about how Americans really react to what they're talking about, calling into question the legitimacy of the court and so on and so forth. They may go a bridge too far on this.
Yeah, and of course, one of the people, former Obama advisor Dan Pfeiffer, said it was way too early to know if an abortion rallying cry will spur the Democrats to flip the midterm odds, but the fight is on.
The fight is on, and of course there are other factors at play too, and that's something that the Democrats may not be able to overcome with a single issue like this, and that has to do with people's pocketbooks, has to do with the quality of their lives, where they're going, their future. All these things are rolled up into one.
All right, well, you hang in there, and folks, when we come back from this break, we'll have the Truckers Highway and Bible Report number 2. Going to take a look at the roads and the weather again, see if anything's changed. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Call
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm trying to find something here. Here we go. Hold the poet.
Yeah.
that's Creedence Clearwater Revival, and I'm sure you heard that before, but it's been a while since we played it. Born on a Bayou. We're going to bring Kyle Warren in here, and Kyle, take it away. Tell us what's going on out west, because we've had some weather change over in my neck of the woods.
Well, that's right, Captain. Well, we're just going to give you a quick update on the forecast here. Seattle and Portland, on Thursday, you're going to start seeing rain return for the next several days. So be aware of that and have fun outside before the rain starts all over again. But right now, active rain on the map tonight, Captain. Interstate 15 and in the Salt Lake City area up towards Logan, you've got rain coming across the road. In Logan, you've got sleet actually reporting right now and some snow just east of Logan, Utah right now. Also, a little bit of a little bit more rain. This is going to be south of Fillmore in central to southern Utah on Interstate 15. Central Wyoming right now, we've got a lot of rain in the center part of the state. We do have, looks like, some snow south of Lander. North of Rock Springs, we got sleet there. But according to the weather map, we definitely have a special weather statement that includes lots of new snow in areas like Rock Springs. So this is coming across I-80, so you're probably going to be involved in that if you're traveling in that area. Also, Cheyenne, Wyoming, dipping down towards Fort Collins. Rains may have moved a little bit to the east and dissipated a little bit since last hour, but still coming across the interstate there on I-25 near Fort Collins. This also goes now over into Nebraska, by the way. So other than that, we've got a pretty quiet map this evening on the program, Captain, so take it away.
Okay, for you truckers along I-10 coming out of Florida or going to Florida from, let's say, Louisiana, and maybe you're west of New Orleans. If for some reason you have to get down on I-10 and go through New Orleans, you're going to be in fog all the way across there. Then it's going to be patchy fog until you get over around Mobile. Then you're going to pick up dense fog, very dense fog. It's going to take you all the way across over to Tallahassee. So you won't be able to see much on the highway. It's going to slow you down. Also, that fog goes up into the southeastern quadrant of Alabama. So you're going to find some fog south of Montgomery, probably over there in the Fort McClellan area of Alabama, looks like. So be advised of that. And, of course, that's going to slow you down, so allow yourself some extra time. Now, rain and more rain. We've got rain all across the eastern half of Oklahoma tonight. If you're on I-40, if you're on I-35, if you're on I-44, going up into Missouri, you're going to have rain. In Missouri, the rain goes all the way over to let's see here. It starts out Joplin, goes to Springfield, and then it looks like as if Lebanon is about where it stops right there in Missouri at the moment. But it's been staying pretty much in that area, so I suspect you're going to have some flooding if you get off the interstate to get on the two lanes, so be advised. Also, Branson, rain north out of Springfield, going up towards Kansas City, rain about halfway up. And then we've got some fog right now in Wisconsin, right over there, coming up out of Illinois in the northwestern corner of Illinois and up there in the southwestern corner of Wisconsin. Now, Duluth, Minnesota, we've got rain and some flooding up there. Goes over about 100 miles of the northern part of Minnesota, and then Moorhead, Minnesota, you've got some flooding in that area. And then over there in the area from, let's see, North Dakota, that would be Minot up there, to the Canadian line and on down about halfway to Fargo right now. You've got flooding conditions in the highways up there. Now, we also have some fog that's just picked up there along the eastern seaboard, Cape Hatteras, as well as going up towards the Chesapeake Bay. So be advised of that. And we've got some rough seas from Jersey over towards Long Island, over around the Cape Cod area, and way up into Maine. We've got a little pocket of some rough weather up in there, too. Now, you won't have other than that to contend with tonight, although today the possibility exists for some severe thunderstorms, tornadoes, and damaging winds if you're traveling along the southern plains and the Mississippi Valley. Okay, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will be talking to you tonight.
Looking forward to it.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, everybody. And, of course, the pilot and Flying J always brings you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. So check them out and pull in there. And this time of night, they've got great coffee. They've got iced tea. They got their snacks in the little takeout center there where you can get chicken wings and all sorts of stuff. And don't forget their restaurants are open, too. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
I got a question here from Fred. Fred is back in Fort Lauderdale after being down there at Copacabana on the beach in Rio. He says, Captain, I know that yours is not a legal analysis show, but the SCOTUS leak is a huge story. The nerve. It doesn't matter the reason, just that there's little respect for the rule of law and the Roberts Court. How is there any difference from James Comey leaking confidential privileged material from discussions with President Trump as to what we're now seeing? Fred?
Well, I'm not convinced there is a difference, but we haven't really determined yet if leaking is a crime. You see what I'm saying?
I can tell you that so far they're saying it's not, but oh well.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Now, doing a cover-up of the leak and then necessarily lying and whatnot during an investigation of which the U.S. Marshals and the head of the Supreme Court police, they have their own little police force, is doing the investigation. But you know, as I mentioned, I would really begin to wonder if there will be some kind of a raid on Politico's Josh Gerstmann's office.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's not forget they did that to James O'Keefe over the cockamamie Biden diary,
mm-hmm.
which Project Veritas did nothing with. So,
well, I sent you something just so you could see what was sent to me, but I'm not going to mention anything other than we have been sent some information about a possible source for the leak. And we
that what you sent is all over Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
There's all kinds of people that are talking about this person who, interestingly enough, is a clerk for Sotomayor.
Yep.
The mm-hmm. question is, given this guy's background, why in the world would he give up being a CEO of a corporation to be a Supreme Court clerk?
Good information. We'll get to that when we come back from the break. Denise Simon and I will be right back after the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere. It's a Wednesday morning, and we're on radio. We'll be right back. Don't
go anywhere. If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.